grief at the loss of loved ones is a barren place, but it is gentled if you feel that all that could have been done was done, and that the people you loved had the kind of death they wanted with whoever they wanted there. We know how to provide a good death when we try, but all too often we fail, and we end up with deaths in hospital or nursing homes unremarked on, failures, in pain and suffering, however hard the staff try to make it otherwise. And there is no benefit to that at all. Suffering is bad for people, so a good death means getting rid of the pain first, and then dying as you want, pain-free, thinking emotionally, spiritually, and sometimes practically about what's to happen next, even if you believe it's nothing at all.
The essay was written and presented by Rabbi Julia Neuberger. It was produced by Justine Willett. And tomorrow evening at 11, the acclaimed poet and working undertaker, Thomas Lynch, will be looking at sex and death, friendship and ageing. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 16 minutes past 11, time for Late Junction.
Thank you. soon be free from every trial. This form shall rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just a going Jordan, I'm just a going over home. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm just a
brand new version of an old folk classic, Poor Wayfaring Stranger, performed by Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy, and it's the opening track to their forthcoming album Gift, and also a very nice way to start tonight's edition of Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. And music now from the late Lassa de Sela, or Lassa as she is more widely known, this track taken from her debut album from 1997, La Laronia, with Mexican, klezmer and Middle Eastern music all forming part of the mix. This is De Cara a la Pared.
Quanto è accaduto a Mussorgsky visitando la galleria di Hartmann è accaduto anche a me a una mostra di quadri. Le mie impressioni, condensate in questa improvvisazione, si intitolano appunto Pittura.
The Enrico Intra Trio, featuring Pupo De Luca on drums and Paola Solonia on double bass, from the album Jazz in Studio on the Italian Schema record label, that was Pittura. Berlin's F.S. Blum and Niels Fram recently released the album Music for Lovers, Music vs. Time, and the source material was made up of recordings taken from sessions of friends playing cellos, trumpets and vibraphones. On this next track, you'll hear how the duo totally reshaped the recordings to create something that sounds really stripped down but also very warm and musical. This is Wanda Marimba. Carlos Sitigabi with Space Hammock remix by Daedalus. Producer, songwriter Carlos Nino and vocalist keyboard player Gabby Hernandez are well known in the home city of Los Angeles, between them producing albums for many artists such as Dwight Tribble, Mia Doitod and Hugh Vibrational. A track now from musician, bandleader, composer and inventor Raymond Scott. His music continues to influence many modern-day musicians as varied as Henry Rollins, DJ Spooky and John Williams. This is music recorded for the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. The people, Terry Riley with Poppy No Good, originally recorded in 1966, a 15-minute piece called Dorian Reads. The track evolved as it became increasingly used as background music to various live shows. The version you just heard from a 1968 performance. And before that, Raymond Scott, and one of the many incredibly forward-thinking pieces of music that he created during his prolific career. And you're listening to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3. Mancunian Matthew Horsall picked up the trumpet at the age of 6 after being taken to a jazz gig by his parents. 20 years later, he's gone on to work with Nitin Sawhney and Nat Burchill. He's toured the world and released two superb albums. From his debut, Sending My Love, this is Reflections.
Thank you.
the title track from Amusia, the new album from Richard Fairhurst's Triptych, also featuring Danish bassist Jasper Højby and drummer Chris Vatalaro. And before that, another young British jazz star, Matthew Horsall, with Reflections. Rendezvous is the name of the latest album by Eric Trufas. It features a series of collaborations, including this one with Mexican producer Murkoff, Al Mediodía.
Thank you. Thank you.
from an excellent compilation called Midnight Tokyo, a collection of Japanese club jazz music from 1966 to 1981. That was a band called April Fool with Jazz Rock. And before that, Eric Truffaz joined by Murkoff from the Rendezvous album. Klaktik is a new London-based band formed by Six Day Riot co-founder Soren Bonker, a singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist originally from Copenhagen. This is The Summer Last.
Thank you.
American composer Conlon Nancarrow. He's one of the first to think of musical instruments as machines, and he wrote a series of pieces for player piano, and that was one of them, his Spanish-flavoured number 12. I wonder what artists like Nancarrow would have created with the computer technology available in music today. Maybe something along the lines of this by Dimlight.
Yeah. How am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh baby, oh show. Now I ain't bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do, good Lord. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. How am I doing? Hey, hey, sweet, sweet, yin, yin, yin. How am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh baby, oh show. I admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best comes around. Now, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. There was a gal named Sadie Doreen, the hottest gal down in New Orleans. She liked to dance, she liked to sing, she'd take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, while the band was playing, Sadie stepped out on the floor, and this is what she sang. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. I said, how am I doing? Hey, hey, T.O. baby, oh show. All I need is two little drinks, but you done got me started and I just can't quit. Oh, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. How am I doing? Hey, hey, sweet, sweet, yin, yin, yin. How am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh baby, oh show.
I saw the moon from under a tree. Please, Mr. Moon, don't you tell on me.
How am I doing? Hey, hey. Tweet, 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 twat, twoo. Oh, can't you hear me a-shouting? How am I doing?
A modern take on classic American folk from an album called Made the Harbour from Mountain Man, recorded in an abandoned factory, a song called How Am I Doing? And before that, music from Benjamin Reed, recorded in Trelawney Parish, Jamaica, Percy, Where Him Gone, from the CD Caribbean Island Music. And according to the sleep notes, Percy was Benjamin Reed's brother, who was late for the recording session. And I played you music from Gurma Haju from Ethiopique's 4, Ene Adelanche Al Norem, and you also heard Dimlight with Kalimba Death Swamp, Kurt Feelings. A couple of tracks coming up now from two key figures in the birth of krautrock, starting off with Hans Joachim Rodelius, Remember Those Days. Dieter Moebius and Connie Plank with Solar Plexus from the 1980 album Rastakraut Pasta, which has recently been reissued on the Bureau B label alongside the Rodelius album The Diary of the Unforgotten, which includes the track you just heard, Remember Those Days. Many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction, and I've time for just one more from Roberto Carlos Langer from an album called Music for Memory on Asthmatic Kitty Records. This is Love 3. Thank you.
This is Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm John Shea, and for the next hour and a half, part of Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, a concert performance of Act 2 with a cast led by Peter Seifert and Nina Stemmer. Tristan has brought Isolde from Ireland to Cornwall to marry his uncle, King Mark. Although he's officially an enemy, Isolde has fallen in love with Tristan, and as Act 2 begins, she's deaf to her companion Brangaena's warnings of the danger that surrounds them in Cornwall. She can think only of her next meeting with Tristan. Their love duet is punctuated by Brangaena's singing as she keeps watch from the castle tower. When the king returns from hunting, he can see that Tristan has replaced him in Isolde's affections, but Tristan is now in another world and unable to answer the king's questions. The act ends with a courtier, Melot, drawing his sword and wounding Tristan. You'll also hear the voices of Katerina Carneas as Brangaena, Brindley Sherratt as King Mark, and Daniel Johansson as Melot. Daniel Harding conducts the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and before Act 2 comes the prelude to Act 1.